Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2180, My Wish for You, by Eric Teplitz of erictepletz.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Justin Mollick. Happy Hanukkah if you're celebrating and listening in real time. Today's article is from a brand new author to the show. I'll tell you about Eric right after the reading. But for now, let's hear our very first post from him as we optimize your life. My Wish for You, by Eric Teplitz of erictepletz.com. The following is my wish for you wherever and whenever you happen to be listening to this. May you be filled with loving kindness toward yourself and toward others. May you be healthy in body and mind. May you live with ease as much and as often as possible. May you be and feel fully supported and deeply loved, valued, cherished, and cared for. May you be truly happy, peaceful, content, and fulfilled. Loving kindness. The practice of metta, or loving kindness, is simple but profound. It essentially consists of silently and heartfully wishing yourself and others well. It can be done as part of a formal sitting meditation practice, or it can be done as you move about it in the world in your everyday life. Formal practice. It can be very powerful to take time out of your day, even a short amount, and devote it to nothing but the cultivation of compassion toward yourself and others, or loving kindness. If you're brand new to this practice, or even if you're not, I highly recommend being guided through it. Probably the easiest and most inexpensive way to find a guide is to use an audio program such as one by Jack Kornfield, which I've recommended before and highly recommend once again. Guided meditation: 6 essential practices to cultivate love, awareness, and wisdom. The practice goes like this. Once you are in a calm and relaxed state, after sitting still for a few moments and perhaps taking several deep breaths, you focus your attention on simple phrases that you repeat silently to yourself. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free from suffering. Use whatever words resonate best with you. Feel free to experiment and change them up from time to time as you find useful or helpful. You can use some or all of the ones I wrote for you if you like, or modify them in any way that suits you. It is typical to begin formal practice with yourself as the object of these wishes. This can be more difficult than it sounds, especially if you have a tendency to be hard on yourself. Stick with it as best you can. Things change from day to day. Some days the words might seem utterly hollow to you. Other days they might move you to tears. Whatever happens and whatever you feel or don't feel, it's okay. After you spend some time doing this, you move on to extending the same wishes to others. You think of someone who has been kind and nurturing to you in some way, and silently extend the same wishes to her or him. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be peaceful. May you be free from harm or suffering. You then move on to someone you care about, perhaps a significant other or close friend, and silently repeat the mentioned phrases or your own variation of them, holding this person in your mind and your heart. You can repeat this with another friend and another if you want to. Perhaps you want to direct your loving kindness to someone you know is going through a particularly difficult time. Then try extending the same wishes to someone you know, but not very well, perhaps only as an acquaintance, or perhaps someone you've only ever seen but never actually spoken to. Then, eventually, you try extending these wishes to a difficult person, someone who really gets on your nerves and pushes your buttons, do the best you can. If this proves to be too much of a challenge, then redirect your loving kindness toward yourself, since you are the one at the moment having a difficult time. Then extend the same benevolent wishes to all of those people around you, say in your neighborhood, community, or workplace. Keep branching out further and further to include more and more people, known and unknown, and even beings other than people, because it turns out there are many. And finally, extend loving kindness to all beings everywhere. The mentioned is just a guideline. You, of course, can alter this practice in any way you choose. Just know this, hearing about doing this and actually doing it are two very, very different experiences. I encourage you to try it out for yourself, experiment with it. Starting your day with a practice like this can set the tone for your day before you get caught up in the relentless pull of things to do. You can think of it as a means of calibrating or recalibrating your heart, of centering yourself, of setting a loving intention before you get distracted and then swept away by the activities of everyday life. Informal practice. During the course of your day, as you pass a stranger on the street, for example, you can silently wish him well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Use whatever language or word choice feels right, and to whatever degree possible, make it not just lip service, but make it from your heart. You can practice this anywhere and at any time. It's easy to do. It just has to occur to you to do it. Why do this? Why do this at all? Isn't it pointless? What impact does it have? Is it anything other than quite literally wishful thinking? Isn't the road to hell paved with good intentions such as these? It is impossible for me to say with any degree of certainty whether or not silent wishes, whomever or wherever they are directed and however well-meaning, have any direct effect on the objects of these wishes. However, I will say this. In a world in which we are bombarded with stories of violence, turmoil, and suffering, can it really do any harm to wish others well, even privately? Imagine if everyone silently and sincerely wished each other well throughout the day as they passed one another in the halls, on the streets, or even in traffic. I'd like to live in a world like that. Even if wishing others well has no direct effect whatsoever on them, it certainly is bound to have an effect on us. At the very least, it awakens us in that moment to the reality that all beings everywhere have this in common. We all want to be happy, and we all want to be free from suffering. As we go through our days, it's all too easy to lose sight of this as we get caught up in our own goals, needs, and desires. Perhaps practicing loving kindness makes us treat others a bit more gently as a result. Perhaps it can be the difference that gets us to extend ourselves to someone else in a way we otherwise wouldn't have, out of the slightest bit of added concern for that person's well-being, in recognition of the fact that she seeks exactly the same basic things that we do. Such a gesture is bound to have some ripple effects. And again, imagine if everyone did this, even just once in a while. How many heinous acts might be prevented if someone took the time to show a potential perpetrator that he was loved and valued, for instance, that someone cared about him? If practicing loving kindness prevented one such tragedy, think of all the needless suffering that would be avoided. While the practice of metta stems from the Buddhist tradition, it can be done by any person from any religious tradition or from none at all. It is a way to feel more connected to yourself and to others around you, to be a bit more sensitive to your own suffering and the suffering of others, to open up your heart and access the kindness and love within it, to become a happier person. May you be filled with loving kindness toward yourself and toward others. May you be healthy in body and mind. May you live with ease as much and as often as possible. May you be and feel fully supported and deeply loved, valued, cherished, and cared for. May you be truly happy, peaceful, content, and fulfilled. You just listened to the post titled My Wish for You by Eric Teplitz of erictepletz.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry, I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Eric. He's had a lifelong fascination with human motivation, creativity, personal development, and living an inspired, rewarding, and positively impactful life, perfect for this show. He has recorded an album of original songs and started his own record label, acted on stage in community theater productions, backpacked over 500 miles of the Appalachian Trail, completed numerous marathons, triathlons, and more, volunteered hundreds of hours playing music for hospital patients, and a lot more. Come by ericteplitz.com to show your support. That's Eric with a C, and Teplitz is teplitz.com. Now, metta or loving kindness meditation is one of my favorites to do because honestly, just nonstop focusing on my breath can become tedious. So if you struggle with the typical formal meditation practice, I would highly recommend giving this one a shot. I actually feel the most short-term benefit from this exact kind of meditation. When I'm done, I usually feel like I did something really positive. Whereas with regular meditation, I kind of come out feeling neutral, but I do feel long-term effects. So let me know how it works for you. Everyone has different results. Have a great day and Hanukkah if you're celebrating, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.